The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
From practicing law to running Ireland's only health, fitness and wellness festival. Well, that's a natural pivot, isn't it? And of course, what entrepreneur is satisfied with just one business when you could have two? Anthony Kelly is my next guest. He is co-founder of Wellfest, while also being CCO at gym booking platform Glowfox. And Anthony is in studio with me. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Colin. Thanks for having me.
I've seen CEO, I've seen CFO, I've seen CTO. I haven't seen a CCO.
Yeah, it's a fairly new title on the exec level. It means Chief Customer Officer.
What does a chief customer officer do?
So I'm in charge of everybody post-sale in Glowfox. So once they sign up, they become a customer. It's my job to make sure that they're happy.
You've got a big mop, have you?
Exactly, yeah. So across is two different departments, customer support and customer success.
And you were a solicitor.
That's right, yeah.
And what madness decided you to go and work for yourself and to do everything else not soliciting?
Yeah, so I left UCD in 2005 and it was... Just to, I suppose there wasn't as much focus really on entrepreneurship and doing your own thing back then as much. Didn't see the opportunities there. I studied business and legal studies and half the class were becoming accountants and the other half were becoming lawyers really. So just kind of felt like a natural path. I loved studying law in college. So that's the path I went towards, I suppose. There was always something kind of gnawing away me. I always had a sort of an entrepreneurial itch that I wanted to scratch. So I always say to people that I was by the end of it more interested in the clients that I had their businesses and what they were doing than actually providing legal services to them. So
I know exactly the thinking there because I'm curious, George here. I'm forever trying to find out. Wonder how that works. Or
exactly.
What does he make out of that or whatever?
Yeah. But it was an exciting time to be. I was working in commercial litigation in 2008, 9 and 10. So it was when the whole country really was being run through the four courts. So sitting down in Peter Kelly's court there every week and seeing what was going on. So it was a fascinating time to be a solicitor. I got so much out of it and the skills are so transferable into what I'm doing now, which is back, I suppose, in client relationships, customer management in Glowfox. So
and you better tell the world of what Glowfox is and what you do.
Yeah, so we are a complete business management platform for gyms and fitness studios. So we're very much focused on, I suppose, the new wave, which is called boutique fitness, where the majority of the revenue comes from group exercise or classes. So we manage all aspects of their business from membership management, payments, managing their schedule, managing their appointments, their reports, products, absolutely everything. And why we're a little bit different and why we got our initial traction in the market is that we develop a mobile app for all of these gyms and studios so their customers can just book in really simply for a class and they can pay using their credit card through the mobile app and it just makes it all really efficient.
But there are other similar platforms, aren't there?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So do you stand out?
I think we stood out initially because of we went mobile first, so a lot of the traditional ones just had a sort of a web interface. You had to go to a website. So we really kind of tried to get on board the mobile revolution. And I think why we stand out now is just we try and keep things as easy to use as possible, simplicity, but then also we're really focused on this boutique fitness sector where a lot of our competitors might be doing a little bit for salons, they might be doing some beauticians, they might be looking at different verticals within the fitness space. Well, we're sort of laser focused on this boutique fitness. And I think that's why it's really resonating with customers.
Just in Ireland?
No, we're in 20 countries around the world, small pockets, but the majority of our customer base is in the US, Ireland, and in the UK. We have some as far as afield as Kenya and Venezuela and Bolivia and places like that.
How?
So,
now, just I didn't know about Kenya and those places. Yeah. How did you end up in Kenya?
They just find about us online. They just, you know, they like the product. They see if it can work and they just buy it.
And damn it, you have to go out there.
Yeah, not quite yet. I'm trying to organize a field trip soon. But fitness is global. What always amazes me is when you walk into a studio in Dublin and then I'm talking to this guy in Kenya and Bolivia, the methods and the classes, they're exactly the same. So it's a really exciting time to be working in the fitness industry for sure.
And you don't need money.
What do you mean?
You've raised $2 million.
Oh, that's certainly. I thought you were saying the product is free there for a second. I don't give anyone the wrong impression.
Very few people come in here without saying, and you know what, if anybody's listening and have a few quid, we'd love to talk to you. But you've already done that stuff.
We were very lucky. I mean, we've had great support from Enterprise Ireland all the way through since we started. And then in April, we raised money from some really, really great VCs, Partech Ventures in Paris, Notion Capital in London, and then Tribal VC based here in Dublin. They've just been fantastic. They know software, they know SaaS so well, and they've just been really great supporters. So it's really helped us now to really grow the business. And
how did you find those particular VCs?
They were really good. Yeah.
No. I mean, how do I physically,
them?
You know?
Yeah. So I suppose to explain a bit more about Glowfox is obviously three founders of it. I'm the CCO and our CEO Connor. So he led the financing side of it. And he would have been out there driving it, going out there. So So they just came in. It seemed like a natural fit, and they know the area.
We better get on to the second business because we're going to run out of time.
I know.
Wellfest. Now, my Ruth, she be my boss. She swears by Wellfest. She says it is fantastic.
Yeah,
it's got great reviews.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. It was something my co-founder in Wellfest. It was her idea, and we just thought let's do an event in Ireland that's got around alcohol, but it's about fitness and wellness, and see will it work. So it was a bit of an experiment to start with. But the first one we did in 2015, which had a great response, and it's just grown from there. And it's just, if you haven't been to it, you know, I'd tell everybody to come along. It's not just a fitness festival. I'm always trying to get this across. It's about health and wellness. So you can just come along, go to some talks on nutrition, walk around a few markets about healthy products, do some yoga, do some meditation. We cater for absolutely everything. And I think that's why it resonates with people, because they can come and choose what they feel is a day of wellness.
And you're going to have a pop-up.
We are, yeah. So we've decided to do a smaller version of our event. It's going to be on the 29th of July. So for people who haven't been along to a big event, they can come along and get a little taster of what Wellfest is all about. So it's in Perch Studios in Portobello on 29 July.
What's the real thinking behind this? Is this because you're onto something really good? Because it was very successful, I think.
Yeah, I think we're just looking for ways that we can grow the business and do more events throughout the year. And I suppose as well, talk to people in a more intimate surrounding and get to know our customer a little bit more, because I'm always intrigued as to what they love about Wellfest, what would they like to change. So this is a good chance to really kind of talk to people, because at Wellfest proper it's just manic. You don't get a chance to really to do any of that stuff.
And that's taking place in a place called
Perch Studios,
which I had never come across. That's somewhere, where is it?
It's in Portobello.
Okay.
So in Dublin, yeah.
And would it cost money to get in?
Tickets are on sale from Wellfest.ie. It's €60, so that includes your breakfast and lunch and five different activities for the day, so it's really good value.
And how many people can go?
It's limited actually to 90 tickets.
I thought it would be. Yeah.
So there's only about
health and safety and all that kind of good stuff.
50% of the tickets left. So make sure you grab one soon. We've got some great people there, like the Skin Nerd, who's going to do a talk about summer skin. We've got Yoga Sound System, Platinum Pilates, and then we're going to finish with some mindfulness and yoga. So
bet you'll see Ruthie down there.
Yeah. She's welcome to come along.
And finally, the next Wellfest will happen?
12 and 13 May.
May, already
2018,
booked.
Yeah.
Can I book tickets at the moment for that?
Early Birds actually sold out, so they'll be back online later on in the year.
And I hope you're using the Glowfox platform to sell your tickets.
Absolutely, yeah. And if any...
Oh, are you?
Actually, what we do is a lot of our clients in Glowfox actually come along, and they're presenters at Wellfest as well, so it works quite nicely. And
There's no conflict, no.
So if anyone out there wants to talk to us about Glowfox as well, if you're running a gym or fitness studio and you want to talk to us about how we can help you, it's glowfox.com.
That's the ad. Yeah. And he is Anthony Kelly, the CCO of Glowfox and Wellfest and lots of other things as well, it looks like. Anthony, thanks very much for joining us on the Sunday Business Show.
The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient, with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.